AI in Action is brought to you by Aulis International, covering your business's staffing, consulting, and networking needs. Our host, Mark Kelly, brings you the leading minds in AI, sharing their story, their success, and their advice. Focusing on fast-tracking you to the top, AI in Action cuts through the hype to help you kickstart your data science career. To listen to the latest AI in Action podcast, head over to www.aulis.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Podcasts.
Welcome to the Aulis podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly, Chief Customer Officer at Aulis International. As part of our AI in Action series, I'd like to welcome you to Dr. Ruth Yanning, Head of Data Science, Customer Management at OBNext. Dr. Ruth, very welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Before we start to talk about OB and OBNext, would you mind giving me a little bit of an overview about your journey to now?
Yeah. So I'm actually a computer scientist. This is my technical background. And very early in my studies, I found out that I really love to work in the field of AI. The very first touch points were some kind of logic and knowledge-based systems in my studies. And this was, yeah, interesting for me that I even did my bachelor's thesis and master's thesis in AI. And also, after my master's thesis, which I published together with my professor, I decided to go even further and make a PhD in machine learning. This was a great experience because I could deepen my knowledge about AI methods. And actually, my PhD was about two different kinds of AI topics. The first one was image recognition, and the second one was emotion recognition. And after my PhD, I thought, okay, where do I go? Do I do this academic path and become a professor or so? But I decided to go actually to a comp. And the first step there was for me to work in forensic data analysis at Deloitte. This was a really interesting field. But after 2 years, I decided, okay, this is a consulting task, and I was also programming there, so I developed algorithms for detecting fraud in data. This was quite interesting, but still in the end it's consulting because you're working for different companies. And then I got the offer from Real Digital to build up a new data science team. This was a great chance for me. And so I started with three colleagues together, and we built up everything from scratch. So we built a data science infrastructure and processes, and also the first projects. And this resulted in a team of 10 people, 10 data scientists, which developed AI services for the entire company, for the entire business counterparts. Like, we did some time series forecasting, image recognition, NLP, but also classical clustering and classification. So we did nearly everything. This was really nice. After this, I decided to go one step further in my career and to become a head of engineering. And this was a great experience because I learned a lot. But it was, on the other hand, yeah, it was also strange because I started from being a technical leader for 10 data scientists and ended up being responsible for 100 engineers and working no longer in the field of AI, but I had to work on strategic tasks, concepts, and so on. And I also did a lot of interesting stuff there. So I did, together with the director of product, reorganization of the technical department and so on. Interesting, but then actually, after 1 year, I thought, okay, I really miss AI. I'm burning for AI. This is my topic. This is the reason why I made my PhD there, because I'm so interested in it. And then I thought, okay, I have to go back and to become again head of data science. And actually now I'm head of data science at OBI, more explicitly as OBNext. This is some kind of innovation hub from OBI, but I will tell more about that later, I would say. And again, I have the task to build a new data science team there. So this is really exciting because maybe you heard it. I love it, this task to do that.
Thank you, Ruth. Really interesting journey. So you've done a variety of different work and experience. Consultancy is fantastic to give you that overview from so many different environments, so many different projects. And the coding, I'm sure, has definitely stood the test of time for you. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about OBI and what does the company do and some of the problems that they look to solve?
So OBI is one of the leading do-it-yourself retailers in Europe. And what I really like is the motto of OBI is everything feasible or everything possible with OBI. This is a message to the customer. But the nice thing, it's not only about telling the customer we can do that together. It's also, we have this also this do it together mentality at OBI also for the company employees. So I really like that motto. It means we can do everything. Everything is feasible and we can do it together in the do-it-yourself market. And I am part of OBI Next. So OBI Next is some department of OBI. And OBI Next was built up as a kind of an innovation. But actually now it's already much, much more the idea of OBI Next that we create the do-it-yourself store of the future. And that means making it digital, creating unique customer experiences, support the customer where you can to build creative and individual gardens and houses and do-it-yourself projects.
Can you tell me a little bit about the data analytics, data science, data engineering team, some of the structure, the projects, and what you're looking to do in terms of creating value with it? Because we can see the huge opportunity here, but where would you even start?
This is a really good question, because you can imagine that the data is one of the important topics here for building up the do-it-yourself store of the future, because we have, if we want to make it digital. And for this, the first step also when I started at OBI was to think about, what kind of teams do we need there? What kind of data team structure do we need? And actually what we are working on right now is to have three topics which we try to differentiate. The first one is we have a data analytics team. This team is there for creating insights, for creating recommendations, for action and strategic decisions. We have a data engineering team, which enables everyone to work with the data and to make sure that there is a data infrastructure, that the data is available. And the third part is a data science team. And actually, this is something I'm building right now, as I mentioned. We are just at the beginning with the data science team, and we are now working on making this team bigger. Although there are already lots of topics, I have a really long backlog on ideas for data science projects. And the data science team is for me a team which is working on AI services, which have an AI model, and this could be future-oriented and make their own decisions. What I mean with this is like we are building products, we are building AI products. And this is really important for me because it's not just about building a POC or so or making some research. It's about building and implementing an AI product which can be used in production by the products which we are built around it.
Yeah, I can really relate to the differentiation between POCs and being really focused on actually getting it into production and being careful not to work on things that don't actually make an impact, because it's a very good way to lower morale. So tell us a little bit about some just challenges that you see when applying AI as a product.
Some challenges I already mentioned. So one point, for instance, is data availability. This is why the data engineering team is so important, because without that, you can't do much. And so it's important that the data is there in the company, that everyone can access it easily, hopefully. But also data culture is an important point. It's important that the entire company understands what data means, how to store data, how to use data, and also how to interpret data. I think this is one important point. The other important point is to understand data science potentials, but also data science limitations, because data science is, if you develop an AI model, then you have some kind of unsure if you really can finish this project or if you have to stop it at some time, because it's not possible, because we can only work with what is hidden in the data. If there are no patterns hidden in the data, I can't build a machine learning model on top of that. And also, such model will never be 100% correct. This is also something one has to explain the stakeholders, that if we develop a model for you, then it's never 100% correct. There will be some small errors and there will be a misclassification. And it could also be that we, in the first phase of the project, that we see, okay, we can't realize the idea which we had because the data are not good enough for this, and we just can't do that. And my experience is that one also should quite early validate the idea of the project and then recognize, okay, I just can't realize and we have to stop the project or we have to do something different. Yeah. And yeah, and then something I already mentioned is for sure, it's really important for me that the data science team not just builds ideas, concepts and POCs, but really brings it to production so that one can use the models which were developed. I think this is a big problem, maybe in the beginning of the hype of data science, that there were people building concepts, but no one could bring it to production in a company. And then it's just something, yeah, nice idea, but you can't use it. And you really have to have the engineering part.
You're listening to the Aldus podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, if you're interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldus.com. Ruud, you mentioned several different points there, and I can really relate to your inaccessibility to data and making sure that the engineering team is on point and you've got the relevant skills within the team. So there's so many different factors to take into consideration. When you look at the future, and the future for a lot of people is deep learning, what are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, actually, this is funny. I had some talks about deep learning and neural networks and about when to use it and when not. So I thought a lot about this, and actually, would say deep learning is great. I love it, but it's not always meaningful. You can't always use it. And it makes sense for some projects, for some problems to use it. And for some, it doesn't make sense. So good examples where deep learning makes totally sense is image classification, image recognition, speech recognition. But there are a lot of real-world problems where the data is maybe not sufficient or where an easier model is already performing quite well. My experience actually with real-world data in a company is that usually random forest is the best performing. And maybe this is about data quality, but if you have only small data or so. But there's also another aspect. There are projects where you have to explain your stakeholder how your model came to the decision it made. And then for deep learning, it's a black box, yeah? And it's really difficult to explain the stakeholder how this model made the decision. And also, if you have not enough labeled data, then also deep learning makes no sense. You could do something like Mechanical Turk that you label the data, but sometimes it's just too expensive or not possible to label the data. And then, or if you have an unsupervised problem where you can't use labeled data at all, then deep learning understanding makes no sense. And also, if you think about problems where you have to retrain your model every day. In business, we have a lot of AI models which we have to retrain every day. Let's think about some customer lifetime value or churn prediction. We have to recalculate this quite often. And then if you have to retrain a deep learning model every time, then it's time consuming and also maybe energy consuming. So in this case, I would say it makes no sense. And what's also important for me is we are speaking about AI, and actually AI is for me much broader than deep learning, machine learning model. If you think about the interdisciplinary of AI, AI was also always interdisciplinary, and it used methods from biology like swarm algorithms, genetic algorithms, or physics, simulated annealing. And one shouldn't restrict oneself as an AI researcher. One should be open for every method out there. This is my message.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that random forest quite often is actually a better performing model, but I don't see many people putting their hands up to go down that route. So you have to be very careful what you choose to do. Tell us a little bit about what the ideal data science team looks like. How do you go about building it? Then there's the rabbit hole of managing it, because the whole nature of research is very embryonic, and you have to be careful that you tie that in with return on investment, and they don't necessarily go together.
This is a really good question, actually, now, because I'm building up a new team right now, and I thought about this question a lot, and I made this my experience before. And actually, what is important for me is that the data science team reflects skills from creating clever AI solution ideas up to developing and also implementing this idea and a service around that and deploy it for, as I mentioned before, to bring it to production. And this means for me, we need certain roles in a data science team. And for me, I define that I see two roles there. One is some kind of a mixture of a data scientist and an ML engineer, who is responsible for building AI models and also the service around it, and also for sure has to communicate with the stakeholders and with the partners. Another role which I see is ML ops or ML operations, means building and maintaining the AI infrastructure and tooling around that, enabling the data scientists to develop these models. It's not like only maintaining it, it's also building great stuff like feature stores, environments for model registry or model training, and also storing the results of the trainings and so on. There are a lot of really interesting topics. And these people have to collaborate strongly with data engineering for sure, because it's some kind of mixture of an engineer, ML ops, and data engineer. So these are the two roles which I see in such a team.
Ruth, thank you very much for your answer there. I can really relate to it, because when you think about it, there's the mixture of data scientists and ML engineers, but also you think that depending on which company you work for, you're going to have different titles. So some are going to be machine learning engineers, some are going to be data science, some cases data analysts. So you have to be very careful on what that team really looks like as well. And the knowledge exchange is very important, and that type of mentorship. You've been listening to the podcast of Aldus, and this today we've had our guest Ruth Janning, Head of Data Science at OBNext. Ruth, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure.
AI in Action is brought to you by Aldus International, covering your business's staffing, consulting, and networking needs. Aldus offer an exec search program. Aldus can help you discover how data science and AI can transform your company. With our unrivaled network of C-suite executives and senior AI professionals, we offer retained search services across the US and Europe. For more information, contact mark@aldus.com. Get the Aldus Advantage. Become a member of the Aldus community and enjoy some of the following. AI meetups. Once a month, our community gathers to listen to some of the leading experts in the world of data science and AI. Our speakers come from all over the world, including Dublin, Boston, and Frankfurt. We also have our AI mentors. Our experts will provide mentoring to all us members. And don't forget our AI in Action podcast. Each week we have guests from all over the world talking us through their education, career, and more. Become an Aldus member and get the Aldus Advantage. For more information and to sign up for our newsletter, log on to www.aldus.com. That's www.aldus.com. Aldus International, empowering through AI.